Good morning. Another in a series of weak disturbances is passing through interior New York and New England this morning, touching off some clouds and just a couple of spotty showers. It looks like we will have a mostly dry start to the day for most of us, though, and a little bit more humidity in the air this morning, so it's not as clear and crisp as it was earlier in the week. Still, temperatures are back into the 50s and lower 60s to start the day. Additional disturbances will rotate through that deep trough of low pressure, which has been overhead for the better part of the work week. It'll last into the weekend as well. And any sunshine today will lead to increased instability. And with a little more energy passing through, we do run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures this afternoon will be a bit warmer, with a little bit more humidity in the air, and reach into the lower 80s on average. Overnight tonight, another disturbance will head our way, so clouds will remain in place and temperatures will slide back into the 60s. This will set us up for a high around 80 tomorrow, but yet another disturbance will head our way in that deep trough of low pressure. This will produce a round of scattered showers and thunderstorms for Saturday afternoon with highs near 80 degrees, and will repeat the same process again on Sunday with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs around 80. As we get into the early part of next week, that trough of low pressure will finally fill in and lift out of here, but it'll be a slow process, keeping a couple of thunderstorms in the forecast on Monday. But finally, a drying trend with more sunshine in the offing for midweek next week, with highs reaching up into the lower and middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Bertha in the western Atlantic Ocean. This morning, the center of Bertha is located about 170 miles east of Barbados. Bertha is moving toward the west-northwest near 20 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue for the next couple of days. On the forecast track, Bertha is expected to pass near or north of Barbados this afternoon and move through the central Lesser Antilles tonight and into the northeastern Caribbean tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds near 45 miles per hour with higher gusts. No significant change in strength is forecast, though, during the next 48 hours. Tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 45 miles from the center. Tropical storm warnings have been issued for Puerto Rico, Vieques, Culebra, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, and the government of Antigua and Barbuda has issued a tropical storm warning for the British Virgin Islands. A tropical storm warning could be required for Martinique later today. At Mount Washington this morning, a half-mile visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 45 degrees with a west wind at 26 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy with light rain and 37 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies with fog and 64 degrees, the dew point 61. 90% relative humidity, a south wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.16 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 118 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Old Faithful, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the lower 80s, Boston partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the middle 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 78 degrees, the low 62. The average temperature, 70, that's 2 degrees below normal. 0.02 of an inch of rainfall yesterday for the month, 6.87 inches, and we finished July 2.75 inches above normal. And 25.20 inches of precipitation for the year, and that's 2.51 inches above normal. There were 5 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 237, and that's 19 above normal for July. And to this point in the season, 420 cooling degree days, which is 54 above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 62. The record high, 101, set in 1933, and the record low, 46, in 1964. Sunrise this morning was at 5:47 a.m., sunset this evening at 8:16 p.m., 14 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible and highs near 80. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with areas of fog and the risk of a few showers and lows in the middle 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with an isolated shower or a thunderstorm possible and highs in the lower to mid 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with the risk of a few showers and lows in the middle 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible and highs near 80. Mostly cloudy tonight with the chance of a few showers and lows right around 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers, also areas of fog, and lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible and high temperatures in the lower 80s. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight with the risk of showers by morning, also areas of fog and lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers or thunderstorms near 80. Chance of showers and storms again on Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy near 80. Still a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Monday, otherwise partly sunny in the lower 80s. And generally dry Tuesday through Thursday, the risk of a shower or storm on Wednesday with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.